You've heard a lot of it already this morning around the Democratic Alliance and their stance on all of this. The chair of the Federal Council for the Democratic Alliance is Helen Ziller. Helen, good morning. We've just spoken to Bantu Holomisa. He suggests, and he suggested just a moment ago, in fact, that he's been talking to the ANC and Nelson Mandela Bay. Could you be about to lose Nelson Mandela Bay back to the ANC?
Well, Nelson Mandela Bay is a very, very complex situation. As you know, both the DA and the ANC got 39% of the vote. We just beat the ANC. You would have to have a nine-party coalition there to govern of completely incompatible parties drawn from very different ends of the spectrum. I'm just managed to govern a seven-party coalition in Cape Town, but I wouldn't wish a nine-party coalition on my worst enemy.
Okay, I mean, the accusation against the Democratic Alliance from the smaller parties, and I realize that everybody has their own interests and their own constituencies to serve, but the accusation is that you're behaving, as Bantu Holomisa put it, like a big brother. You're demanding, for example, that it be your mayoral candidate, Dr. Mpho Mahlatse, rather than Herman Mashaba or the Action SA's candidate in Joburg. I understand the principle that you say that a bigger party should be the person who supplies the mayoral candidate. But to lose a city over a dispute like that, that's surely a big call.
Stephen, I think you've misunderstood the issue entirely, and many people have, so let me explain it. In Johannesburg, we cannot go into government without the support of the EFF. We cannot form a majority coalition because the Patriotic Alliance and the Inkatha Freedom Party announced that they weren't with us, they were with the ANC. That took away the option for all the smaller parties, including the DA, together to form a majority stable coalition. It meant that we would have to rely on the EFF. We would be a minority coalition relying on the EFF. Now, that is not the first time this has been tried in South Africa. It happened after 2016. In both Tshwane and Johannesburg, and the result was a total disaster. The EFF may not be in government, but by controlling the government from the outside, and they even admitted that Herman Mashaba became their mayor in Johannesburg, by controlling the coalition from outside, they control who gets to be appointed as the municipal manager. They get to control through the municipal manager who then appoints other people, and that is your route into the tenders, into the contracts, into the job creation schemes, etc., etc. That became very, very clear. Nobody will deny that. Even the EFF will admit that that's what they did, especially with Herman Mashaba in Johannesburg. And so we will not go into repeating the disasters of the past. The DA is a party that learns from the past, and we are also a party that sticks to our promises. We said that where we could form stable majority coalitions with opposition parties, we would gladly do so. That chance fell away in Johannesburg when the Patriotic Alliance and the IFP went to the ANC. And we are not going to repeat having a tiny, fragile minority coalition that relies on the EFF to stay in power. And as we've learned from the past, when Herman Mashaba is under the control of the EFF, he dances to their tune. That's all it is.
So then, okay, what's going to happen in Tshwane then? Because there, the numbers are slightly different. They're slightly more in the favor of you and the other opposition parties. Are you expecting that today or tomorrow you'll be able to elect a mayor in Tshwane?
In Tshwane, it's a completely different kettle of fish, Stephen, completely. In Tshwane, the Patriotic Alliance has one seat. They play hardly any role. The IFP has no seats. So their decision to walk to the ANC has very little, if any, impact on the makeup of the government. And there the opposition parties can put together a majority government, and we're absolutely committed to do that, and we'll work with all of the opposition parties to achieve that. The only thing we have said is that we won't form a fragile minority government that is at the mercy of the EFF.
Helen Ziller, I really appreciate the time. Thank you. Chair of the DA's Federal Council, you with SAFM.